Morning is an important time of day.
How so?
Because how you begin your morning can often tell you what kind of day you're going to have.
Oh, it's going to be a great day.
I just know this is going to be a great day.
What's so great about it?
The Dwyer and Michaels Morning Show.
Are you ready?
Ready for what?
I was born ready.
But first,
I will need some
coffee.
Coffee?
Coffee!
Can't start today without that fresh
cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee.
Get it?
Got it.
Get it?
Got it.
Good.
Well then,
we've got a show to put on.
You know what time it is?
It's showtime!
You're home for Dwyer and Michaels in the morning. And the best classic rock.
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
There it is.
You could be mine.
There it is.
It's Thursday with Dwyer and Michaels, 5:36.
Feels kind of like a Friday.
Indeed.
We're off tomorrow. Today's Dwyer's Dumb Game is a You Pick the Prize. Goose is currently compiling a list of all the fabulous things we have sitting in the prize vault here at the Rock and Roll Mansion. And you, should you win, will be able to pick your prize.
As I'm preparing this prep sheet for you, if you will, I'm going to list everything. So you'll have a handy script in front of you.
Thank goodness.
Okay. I'm titling it Dwyer's Dumb Game, Episode 842.
Because this is episode 5 or 6.
Yes. I don't know. It just feels like we've been through this torture too many times.
It is. It's like, call hospice. Let's get this over with, man. Let's end it.
Yeah,
for the good of it.
Listen, I put effort into this one.
Oh,
man.
Don't give us that.
You know how it
starts.
Goes.
I put effort into it. It's guaranteed. If you don't win, you're a loser. Everybody wins.
Well, that's always. If you don't win, you're a loser. That's true in life.
Question.
Uh-oh.
We heard the tell of people who enjoy to doing things all on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the opportunity where you pick your prize, but you don't want a pair of tickets? I mean, you get a pair, but I'd like one of this, one of that. Can we do a smorgasbord? I mean, it's open to just the people who enjoy their solitude.
All the Lone Rangers.
Yeah.
All the Lone Rangers.
You get to meet new people.
You can go, but you have to go with someone you don't know. I like it.
Okay.
It's just ugly enough.
Hear me out for a future contest, because Dwyer already has this pick your prize planned out. But
yes.
I like this. Three contestants. Winner gets a pair of tickets. Losers have to go with each other. They each get one ticket.
Oh, that's good.
Dwyer's Dumb Game.
That's good.
He's a serial killer who says he's over it.
Parole's been awesome.
He's been on his best behavior, but he's willing to risk it all. All right, so we won't do that today because from what I heard on the radio, Dwyer's put a quote lot of effort into this game.
We had a pre-show meeting.
Yeah. He and I did.
You didn't? He walked in there and started barking at you like always.
Yeah, well, listen.
This coffee's too black. This coffee has sugar. This cup is the wrong shape. This game is...
And I'm pretty sure I didn't say I put a lot of work into this. I mean, that wouldn't be
Rewind
me.
The tape.
That's how you would know that I was a robot and not me. But I did put some effort into it. The theme is...
Some effort.
Real or fake city name?
Real or fake city name?
Mm-hmm.
This is almost like spotting the porn movie titles.
They're all kind of like that game, aren't they?
Yeah. Real or fake city name. How's everybody else on the show doing this morning?
Ready for some pizza.
Oh, it's Thursday. I don't talk until I get my pizza.
Right.
It's Thursday, Friday.
That's right.
And Friday is beer day, so that means we get pizza and beer today?
I don't see why not.
All right.
Because...
The motion's been seconded. Should we take a vote?
Because of three letters. Do you know what those three letters are?
Y-E-S.
F, C, and C.
What is that?
You don't know what the FCC is?
No.
Oh, God.
Well, okay, if you had to guess, the FCC, what do you think the FCC is?
The Financial Consumption Corruption.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's the name of your rap band.
We're Financial Consumption Corruption.
What?
Consumption Corruption. What's your function? You're booing. No, it's the... I'll give you the first one. The federal...
The federal... Commissions Committee.
All right. Commissions is the third one.
Okay.
The second C.
The Federal...
Blank Commission. Mm. It has to do with what we do for a living.
The Federal...
We've established that. Communion. Nope.
Yes.
Communications.
Yes. There you go. The Federal Communications
Committee.
Commission.
Should we have given her that information prior to her beginning work here?
I don't see why we wouldn't have had this conversation. I feel like all to enjoy.
I feel like this should have been part of the onboarding training.
You think so?
That's
well, Megan, what do you think that they do? The FCC.
Well, I don't see anything about drinking beer in their name, so why do they care?
There you go. There you go.
As a broadcast professional, you're not supposed to be drunk while in control of a mass communications medium.
Yeah, but you're the one in control over there because you're at the board, so we're good. We could drink all day.
Your beard. You stay out of this.
We can drink if we want to.
We can drink if we want to.
How would they know?
Because there are people that can hear... Who can squeal? They call that a whistle
blower.
That's right. See? Now, what are the rules, by the way, Dwyer, about drinking while you're on the air?
I believe you're not supposed to be imbibing in any intoxicant.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
No.
Try again.
Yes.
There you go.
Our training is somewhat lackluster here on the program.
This is called on-the-job training.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be drinking.
Not supposed to, but does it happen? Not here, just like in general.
Down the hall? I don't know.
Megan, I can't remember the last morning I was sober.
Hey.
And I'm talking about like since 1998. So, you know, it's medicinal now. So.
No, we did that as for demonstration purposes only, Your Honor. We did a demonstration of what does it sound like at .08.
Oh, that's right.
We had cops come in and get drunk with us. I mean, they weren't drinking. They were just watching and monitoring. We sounded like a bunch of idiots.
Worse than the idiotness that you are used to.
But when we did it, I was like, man, all those times I thought I was driving drunk.
I wasn't near drunk.
No. That was great.
And the opposite effect of what they had hoped. But yeah. In any case, no, there won't be any beer today, which is sad, but true.
No beer.
No peace.
But are there margaritas?
Okay. Okay, we're going to have to start lesson two during the commercials, all right?
So much to learn.
Okay, we'll take a break, 5:44. Back in a minute on the Dwyer and Michael Show.